Good morning. I'm Jim Denny with Deborah Honeycutt and Kevin Freeman.
So now you guys make me feel guilty for something I do
you should feel
multiple
guilty.
Times a week, almost every day.
Right.
This is bad.
It is breaking the law, but I have a good reason for doing it.
What is it?
Wait, before you go on.
What?
Something that you do every day, almost every day,
right.
is illegal.
Well,
and you're trying to justify it.
Yeah, I have a good reason for doing it, I think.
What is it?
And Mimi might be able to help me out because she's kind of our resident law enforcement person.
She is?
Well, she works with law enforcement people, you know, to give her information. Every morning when I leave for work, there is an area in my route that there are times I get stopped by a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in an intersection that is normally a heavily traveled intersection during the day.
Okay.
But at the hours that I travel in, there is no one there. No, I mean, I kid you not, I could go in the middle of the road and lay down and not be worried about a car hitting
me. I should try that. See what
so
happens.
I will sit there, and I used to sit there and wait for my light to change. Well, it could be a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a super long light.
Mm-hmm.
But I look both ways. I see zero headlights, zero taillights. I go through it.
You run the light?
I run the red light.
I do it too.
Thank you, Mimi.
Did it this morning.
Thank you,
guys.
Mimi. I'm thinking, okay, I sit here for a good minute.
Mm-hmm.
I should do it one day and actually maybe videotape me doing
it. Yeah.
Do it on
my iPhone.
I did it
just this morning. I have a new route to work
because
we've moved and there's this one light. I just don't think it's time for that time of the morning.
It isn't.
And so I can't get on a ramp there. So I just looked every way and I sat there.
But what are you going to do here's my concern.
Yeah, I guess I get ticketed for that?
Well, I would say yes.
Probably.
It's a red light. But my bigger concern is you looked both ways. You didn't think you saw somebody, but what if somebody is there? Like, what if somebody is driving with their lights off?
Okay, this is a well-lit, I'm not going to tell you where it is, but it's a well-lit intersection.
Mm-hmm.
Super well-lit. Okay? And Mimi's exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's like they haven't changed the timing of it.
For that overnight hour.
Yeah,
right.
And so normally you need that minute of time. You don't in this. So, I mean, I could go in the middle of the road and read a book. It's that bright. So I can see everything.
Does it have anything to do with the sensor, like where you pull up?
That's a good question.
I've tried that out here at Benford.
I have too. That happens at the light out here at Benford. If you don't pull at a certain place to hit the sensor to trigger the light, then I could sit there for 10 minutes. So I have to pull up to a certain spot.
Now that could be.
Maybe you're not up far enough.
Because I am coming across, I'm going against, you know, they're leaving it green because that's where most of the traffic is.
Right.
I could try that. But you're saying don't ever do it again. Jim, you're way in on this. Mimi's with me. What do you say?
I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
Actually, your wife doesn't say
anything. You know what? I came clean, too. Oh, geez.
I will say the two people on this show that I would think would be the biggest rule followers are Kevin and Mimi.
Yeah.
And they are breaking the law.
Yeah.
You're rebels or something.
Let me clarify, Mimi. I think you're in agreement here. We don't just go through the
right,
we stop.
Just to be going
we
through,
look. We just make sure that it's clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is no one around.
So if you were to be pulled over and given a ticket,
I'm
telling Mimi said it was okay.
I don't think that works. I don't think you get like a free Mimi pass.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you got a ticket, you would understand why, or would you fight it?
I would argue it and say
the net light doesn't change very frequently.
No, and I mean,
I'm going to be late for work.
I could sit there.
That doesn't go over well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand if there's traffic, I don't do it. If there's cars, I don't do it. If there's someone walking and I could hit them in the intersection,
sure.
Don't do it. There is no one around.
Now, mind you, at 38th and Meridian, I have run it, and not because the light. There were activities in the area that you don't want to stop for. And I would explain that to a police officer.
You felt unsafe.
Sure,
yeah, I felt unsafe.
Yeah, I don't feel unsafe.
But you do this almost every day, you said. Could you go a different way?
Why? I just run the line.
Let me just tell you this. These are the kind of crimes that lead to other crimes. Next thing you'll be jaywalking.
It's a slippery slope is what you're saying.
It is.
You know,
it
I'm going to have to zip up my purse and put it away. Lock it up.
No,
I'm frightened.
No.
I don't know who we work with now.
And you're married to one of them. I feel sorry for you.
I never knew that. Counseling is just
Mimi, I think we're fine.